Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Big bad wolf, big bad wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf?
Open the door and let me in.
Run for the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Jonathan, my friend, do you remember that? That's that music and everything?
Well, I do, Robert, fondly.
I think that was like the Disney version of the Three Little.
Why?
Wait a second.
Robert.
What was
that? Who censored that? Who would delete that? I was just saying it was the Three Little. Super
That's
Don, did you do that? That wasn't you?
That's not
well,
me.
There is. You know, it's very interesting. Maybe it was the University of Oxford Press, which is just bowed to Muslim pressure that may or may not exist in this case. I don't know. Where they banned the use of the term pig or sausage or any images in the textbooks that they sell in 200 countries around the world. Because I know that Jonathan Emord is all about the First Amendment. You wouldn't have bleeped me, would you?
No, I like pigs. I think pigs are lovely. Pigs
Wait
are
a minute,
a friend,
how come you didn't get bleeped?
Well, because they just can't do it to me. I'm impervious to a bleep.
Jonathan Emord,
I'm bleep free.
Yes,
some
you
people
are.
Have no BPA. I have no bleep. I can say
great.
Pig whenever I want.
So, Jonathan... This is actually funny and tragic and serious and silly all of the same time.
I'm even bending my nose to look like a snout right now, Robert, because I want to support my porcine friends.
That's right. And on a side note, our friends at Chipotle have just stopped selling their pulled pork in 600 stores, not because of censorship, but because the supplier was evidently lying to them about the methods used to raise their pigs, because Chipotle is one of those good corporate stewards trying to do good environmental work via corporatism, welfare, or force, but by choice, and they know the people really want cleaner food. So it's an interesting story on many fronts here, but this is really about censorship, because we got the big story of the terrorist attacks in Paris the last few days and all the things that have been going on about it, and then we have political correctness, or what I would call porcine correctness, gone mad.
It's insane, Robert, and it doesn't end there. At the same time, Duke University has authorized Muslim prayer on the campus so it could be heard campus-wide from loudspeakers or in the bell tower of the school, while at the same time they disallow all sorts of Christian practices, including protests based on Christian belief against abortion or Christian gatherings that favor readings of the Bible and so forth. So, political correctness is alive and well at the university, and it's decidedly slanted in favor of enemies of the United States. Unfortunately, here, everyone seems to be particularly sensitive about the radical Muslim viewpoint. And it's a shame. We should be rallying around the old flag and identifying religious intolerance wherever it exists as repulsive.
Jonathan, I want to ask you about the, you know, like the Paris events, and we'll have Cheryl Chumley up this hour as well, and Doc Newsom will be with us next hour. But this idea of freedom of speech, you would think the political left would be all for freedom of speech, but they tend to want to stifle certain speech that they don't like, which is interesting here. And I don't know, have you seen a convergence like we talked last time? There are alignments. There are ways that the left and the right come together and say, okay, we can all agree on this. But on the speech issue, I'm not so sure that's happening.
Well, I think at the college campuses you have this really weird environment where political correctness has gone to such an extreme degree that you have such absurd things like you just mentioned from Oxford, and I mentioned from Duke. But in the case of the attack in Paris on Charlie Hebdo, and then also just the recent police intervention in Brussels to wipe out some of the terrorist cells that are there. It continues, by the way, at this very hour, I understand, several other terrorists are being rounded up and arrested on suspicion of complicity with acts of terror. But we should be delighted and supportive, and the Obama administration should have been, if it were, had half a scruple in its head collectively. There would have been a high-level presence at the Paris protest, and there would be use of that as a foundation for justifying a massive escalation in U.S. Military interdiction and destruction of ISIS. It's precisely, I think, Obama who is to blame for the spread of ISIS outside of Syria and Iraq to Europe, now France and Brussels, Belgium. But I think he is to blame because he did not take the right level of force and apply it against these people to annihilate ISIS in its nascent stage, but instead has limited military engagement, which has allowed them to proliferate. And I suspect we're going to see acts of terror in the United States as well as in Canada and elsewhere in South America, all because of the failure of this president to lead as a commander-in-chief.
Jonathan, if we look back historically, you know, how, like as Ron Paul had said, interventionism creating more problems than it solves. What would we say that long litany of creation in terms of what could we have done differently at this point in time? Because, you know, we may not agree with certain things that even Republican administrations have done in regards to foreign interventions that have been nothing but disastrous and bled us nearly to bankruptcy. So how can we correct some of the things that we've participated in as a nation?
Well, we have to be very careful about how we define American interests. We have no interest except in a superficial or a very distant sort of way in empire building, in establishing a regime and propping it up and using military power to keep it in place when the population is against it. What we have an interest in doing is protecting American life and American resources from theft or destruction by those who are avowed enemies. And in this case, there's no question but that ISIS is intent on killing Americans, has done so, has brutally executed Americans, chopping their heads off. And we should not for a moment tolerate this. It was Thomas Jefferson who in the Jefferson administration created the United States Navy, essentially the Marines, precisely to interdict the Barbary pirates. We had before that time paid ransom to them, which increasingly consumed a very large percentage of the budget of the United States to fend off terrorist attacks on Americans and kidnappings in this same section of the world. And Jefferson said this is utter nonsense and dispatched the Marines to give them a thorough drubbing, and that's what happened. And it was because we stood up for American life and did so in a very dramatic fashion that we enjoyed an epoch of peace in that region, which lasted for a considerable period of time, and we didn't have to pay the ransom. Here again, it's the same type of thing. Actually, they're even asking for ransom. When they kidnap an American or European, they're asking their families to pay them. mm-hmm. and in order to secure their release, or they'll be beheaded. And
right.
we have to deal with these people with brute force that is unrelenting and that is complete to annihilate them and remove them as a scourge on the face of the earth, because they are a direct threat to us. Having said that, we have no interest in creating a puppet government in Iraq or doing so.
No, we've done enough of that, and we were warned, not only by Ron Paul, but others who saw the history and learned from history. And and that's the consideration. I'm glad you made the distinction, because I don't want people to assume they think they know what we're saying when we're talking about the threats that are real versus the imaginary threats, or the threats that we would prop up either inadvertently or purposefully from some shadow perspective of, as we were warned also about the military-industrial complex running policy as well. I mean, that's why we had a civilian government, but a constitutional defense force, if you will, and the need to go to them when necessary. Now, another historical perspective, Jonathan, I'd like to ask you about. Here's a story from the freethoughtproject.com. This is a story about a judge who is threatening to impose a secret jury after activists try to inform jurors of their legal rights. What legal rights? Well, the right to nullify, not just to rule on the facts of the case, but to actually rule on the law. This has a basis in history that goes way back.
Sure does. It's very much a part of Anglo-American jurisprudence, peculiarly so in colonial America, where one of the most famous cases, the trial of John Peter Zenger for seditious libel, resulted in a jury nullification. Jury nullification is a commonplace in this country and is a right of the jury. The jury is instructed to find fact, but juries do also make legal conclusions as a matter of course, and the distinction between law, fact and law and the considerations of the jury is quite blurred. And it is the case that juries frequently do engage in jury nullification. It's happened in our century. It's happened. It happens across the country, I'm sure, probably weekly, where juries absolutely refuse to convict, even though they are convinced that the factual evidence for conviction is there, oftentimes because they consider the law as applied to the defendant to be entirely unjust. Mm-hmm. And that is the power of a jury. That's what the Founding Fathers, when they created a jury of your peers, it is precisely because of the potential for peers to exonerate one who they knew, it would enable them to exercise such power. So it was not excluded, and is certainly a part of American jurisprudence. The judge is wrong.
Yeah, and it's also hard to find, a peer group that actually knows the Constitution. And that's an interesting dilemma, too, if you ever are called into court on that basis, because the judges seemingly don't want the peer group, the jury, to know about this stuff. All right, well, we're going to tell you more about it. Cheryl Chumbly comes up next from the Washington Times. Stick around.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell. He just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yes, and the sacred fire of liberty. Every Thursday evening here, we open with Jonathan Emord, the FDA Dragon Slayer, and a number of friends that we'll bring on every week, I think, as we can. Cheryl Chumbly now from the Washington Times is back. And, Jonathan, we're always glad to have Cheryl with us for discussion of these very important issues when we talk political healing, even on a global basis.
That's true, Robert. Cheryl is great because she has her pulse on so many things happening around the world, and she has great insights, and she is very well informed, positioned there on her perch at the Washington Times as a continuous news writer. So, Cheryl, tell us, we have these attacks now spreading ISIS, having spread from Iraq and Syria. They're now in Europe. We know they're in Paris, and the atrocities there at Charlie Hebdo. And then we also, and related events there in Paris. And then now we heard just today that another cell of ISIS, at least one cell, perhaps as many as a half dozen others, are in Belgium, and we're operating near Brussels. We're about ready to engage in a strike when they were interdicted by police there. What's going on? Who's to blame? And what should we do in light of the fact that ISIS is now apparently everywhere?
A little bit of mayhem going on in Belgium today. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me. Unfortunately, it's a sad circumstance with the spread of, you know, radical Islamism, terrorism right now. And, you know, there have been links made that this latest attack in Belgium was perpetrated by ISIS. There hasn't been any conclusive links to that yet made by authorities, but there were witness statements that said they saw people fleeing the scene, the suspects who were of Arab descent. Two were killed, a third was taken into custody, and the prosecutors over there say this is just the tip of what they think might be an iceberg of terrorism cells that they have been investigating and thankfully uprooted, at least this latest one. They say that they have stopped another Paris-like attack from going forth in their community, and it's certainly a chaotic situation, and to say that as the White House continues to put out that this is not related to radical Islamism is just, it's just putting forth a lie.
Cheryl, in Europe, if I may, there's been a lot of, let's say, abandonment of cultural identity in these many European nations, and they've allowed a lot of this to occur. Is there now a backlash starting to happen because of these attacks in Paris and now Belgium?
Well, yes, I mean, there is. And on one side, there are a lot of people saying we have gone too far, especially with giving, Muslims communities in Europe where they're called the no-go zones, where Sharia law reigns and local law enforcement can't go in to investigate any crimes. So there is a backlash on that, saying that perhaps we've gone too far. Of course, those in the Muslim community, particularly the lobbyists, the care-like type people, are coming forward and saying that if you crack down on Muslim communities or the Islam faith in any way, in any manner whatsoever, you're being discriminatory. So there's that battle going on, and I think it's something that's not going to be resolved anytime soon.
You know, I put a lot of blame for all of this on the shoulders of Barack Obama, because I think his failure to annihilate with all force necessary the ISIS when it was nascent, beginning in Iraq and Syria, is to blame for its proliferation. And I think he, by giving such an anemic response, has encouraged the expansion and international globalization of this movement and all of its brutality. So I wouldn't. I think when we're looking at characters, who's responsible for not doing what is enough to stop the spread of this horrific movement, I think everyone should be pointing their fingers at Barack Obama.
Certainly, there must have been enough intelligence reporting on the rise of this and a very clear description of the threat that was given. And even in Congress and the Senate, those who are privy to that information, should have been clamoring and calling for some kind of movement in this regard. We're going to take a break here. It is the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. First hour each Thursday evening here, or afternoon if you're on the West Coast, through GCN, our syndicator, and naturalnewsradio.com all over the world. Rebroadcast to our friends across the pond at UK Health Radio, getting a little dose of American freedom, that which is left. It's right here. And Cheryl Chumley as well from Washington Times continues after this break. What's going on in Congress with a new Republican majority after this break?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. It and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
And Jonathan E. Moore and the Washington Times. Cheryl Chumley joins us this evening, and we're talking some political healing, global politics, geopolitics, the issue of terrorism as well is on our mind, censorship as well. Also, some things that potentially could be positive. We'll see. The Republican majority in the House and the Senate, still, of course, a democratically controlled executive branch. Although we've seen, as Jonathan knows, the executive branch is really the bureaucratic oligarchy that rules beyond Democrats and Republicans, no matter who's in charge. But is there a chance? Is there a possibility? I like to go beyond chance, that the Republican majority has learned from the past that they might say, you know, small government really is better. Where it's appropriate, we can roll things back and, you know, allow freedom to live a little bit, breathe a little bit. And, of course, Jonathan, your passion for this is legendary, and I'm so glad we've got Cheryl to talk about it as well.
Well, one of the big things this week in the right direction was legislation to repeal the executive order on immigration that Obama put into place that was unconstitutional, usurping the power of Congress to make law. He unilaterally changed immigration law to permit some 5 million illegal aliens to be given amnesty. And so this legislation, which was passed in the House, would repeal all the material aspects of the executive order and is now going to the Senate. There are a number of other pieces of legislation, but Cheryl, what is your take on all of this, and are the Republicans fulfilling their promise to the electorate that they would take steps that would reverse these unconstitutional actions by the president?
Right. If you recall, before the elections, Boehner did make a promise that if Republicans in Congress went forward and passed Homeland Security funding and so forth and the budget bill, that he would take up the immigration issue as one of the first priorities in the newly seated Republican majority House and Senate. And so in that respect, the immigration issue has, in fact, crept up. The House did pass a Homeland Security funding bill, send it to the Senate with a couple of amendments on it that do strip the damaging Obama immigration orders that he tried to push through. The problem is, though, on the Senate side, first and foremost, they've taken up Keystone as their priority. So that's where their heart lies for the next couple weeks. They're going to be dealing with Keystone and the pipeline, and they're doing it because they think that's the way to get Republicans back on board, you know, voters in the nation, strong support in the Republican Party, because it'll provide a lot of jobs and so forth, and also give them a win over Obama, and they can get a lot of Democrats on board with Keystone. But the problem is immigration. The Homeland Security funding has to be passed by February 27th. So now Republicans in the Senate are in a little bit of quandary. Do they deal with the immigration issue and let go the Homeland Security funding? They don't want to do that because politically that doesn't look good in this time of, you know, high-risk terrorism and so forth. They need to protect the borders. But on the other hand, they have to deal with immigration. Otherwise, their voters are going to be outraged. So it's going to be curious in the next week or so what Republicans in the Senate decide to do regarding the Homeland Security funding as it's tied right now to immigration.
Well, with the Keystone Pipeline bill, that would be enormous, long overdue relief for those who are engaged in trying to bring Canadian oil into the United States and complete that pipeline going all the way to the Gulf. And, of course, the administration has been dragging its feet for so long on that question. There is no impediment left. They've done all of the environmental impact assessments, and virtually every one of them, certainly all that are not biased, have concluded that it is a safe option and it is one that can proceed, and yet the administration has stood in its way. And this would be a significant source of employment, but also would add to the already powerful pressure from all of the domestic oil production and fracking activity that has helped us so much with lowering the price of oil. And, you know, now people are able to afford their gasoline or beginning to. So it would add to that. And I think it would put the president quite a bit on the spot. But is there enough to, if that were to move, is there enough to override a presidential veto, do you think?
Right. You would need 67 senators to override Obama's veto. And currently in the Senate, there are 54 Republicans. There are quite a few Democrats, though, who see Keystone as a job creator and as a way of weaning America off overseas energy sources. So there is a possibility that Keystone will pass. You know, Canada just ratcheted up the pressure a little bit by announcing that they weren't going to attend a summit with Obama in the coming weeks. They didn't directly tie it to Keystone, but it was a curious coincidence, and most analysts say that Canada did that as a way of showing disapproval over Obama's foot-dragging on Keystone. So that's certainly first and foremost. But as far as what really concerns American voters, the immigration is the one that's getting everybody's hearts pounding in the Republican Party, and I think a lot are waiting with some anxiety to see what's going to come of that in the Senate.
Well, assuming that one moves and is passed, of course, Obama's going to veto that. Do you think there is a prospect for an override there?
No. Keystone has a better chance of passing. The immigration bill, the immigration amendments are definitely Democrat-driven, and it's going to be a hard sell for Republicans to repeal the things that Obama put in place as far as granting amnesty to, you know, tens of thousands of illegals. You know, that was back in 2012. And, you know, they just don't have the Democrat support. So there are perhaps some deal-makings going on behind closed doors, but this is something that Republican voters, they wanted Boehner to take it up. They wanted the new majority, Republican majority in the Senate to take it up. And if the Senate does not, that is going to do nothing but anger voters going into the upcoming presidential elections.
How much of this immigration would be a problem had we heeded you know, Ron Paul's warning about the reason why immigration is a problem, not because of immigrants, but because their ability to come in here and get free stuff from the government?
Well, I mean, that's a huge issue. And, you know, when you compound that with all this terrorism risk and so forth that's going on, it's a no-brainer to most people. Immigration is an easy issue for people to latch onto because it's easy to understand. When you see that the White House is letting in illegals to pour across the border, they're advertising basically that if you come into this country, we're not going to boot you out. People get that. It's not like the Frank Dodd, you know, Wall Street regulatory bill or anything like that. It's something that's easy. And with the economy still sluggish as it is, people get angry about that. And I think that's correct, that there have been some, you know, Republicans in Congress and the Senate, particularly Rand Paul, who have been strong on this issue. And I think it would have been better if the White House had taken some of that advice.
Hmm. Well, speaking of Rand Paul, by the way, the amnesty I'm for is for cupcakes. I don't know if you heard about that in Texas.
No.
Cupcakes. Yeah, the department, the new Department of Agriculture head said the first decree is amnesty for cupcakes. Because evidently on a federal level and on some state levels, they've been going after these home bake sales. You know, you raise money for schools with bake sales. Oh, saying, well, we can't have you do that because we can't inspect it and you're not labeling properly. We don't know how many calories are in there. So finally, somebody has some common sense to get the government out of bake sales.
Yeah, and that reminds me of lemonade stands, too, local governments mm-hmm. that go after little girls selling lemonade at the end of their driveway. They need to get a $50 permit to do that nowadays.
Yeah, I know. Those regulators need to get a life somewhere else, I think. But on to 2016, you mentioned Rand Paul. He seems to be gathering a pretty good team if he's going to run, which he hasn't officially said so. Maybe others. Are we going to hear from Mitt Romney for the third time? I saw an article that said that some pundit had said that he can't win because he's a nerd and nerds never win elections. I don't know the veracity of that, but that's what I heard.
Yeah, that statement was flung about. You know, Romney is actually doing pretty well in the polls, but that just could be because, you know, he's a known entity, and, you know, I think there's a lot in the Republican Party, the entrenched Republican Party, that Romney appeals to. Same with Jeb Bush. A lot of, you know, the staunch Republican Party people like Jeb Bush. There's really very little difference between Romney and Bush also. But, you know, Rand Paul is certainly making waves. Marco Rubio does not want to give up the reins. Chris Christie has done quite a bit of traveling, and at one point he was this talked-about star candidate. He's fallen quite quite a bit in the polls, I think due in part to some of that traveling. And meanwhile, Scott Walker coming up in the ranks. Ben Carson still hasn't made up his mind. So there's a big field that's opening up for the Republicans.
Ted Stevens out there as well.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, there are quite a few. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there are a dozen candidates running for president on the Republican ticket in the primaries.
Do we have any insight on any candidate, Cheryl, that maybe align themselves more with a constitutionalist, real limited government message rather than the party establishment, big government Republican kind of conservatism?
Right. Well, Ted Cruz, of course, was talked about as a huge candidate, and if you look at it from a purely strict constructionist constitutional point of view, he's the one that seems most aligned. He has an issue with his, you know, dual candidate. He was Canadian.
Yeah, supposedly he was born in Canada, possibly.
Yeah, so that may, you know, he may not have a chance of running on that basis alone. But Rand Paul, you know, for a lot of people in the Conservative Party and the Republican Party who are disenfranchised by the current Republican slate of candidates, he's looking like he may be their candidate of choice, at least a little bit more libertarian, constitutional on some aspects.
Yeah, it's funny. I've seen reports where he's voted now the most conservative member of the Senate, yet he's also the most liberal member of the Senate because people can't wrap their heads around libertarianism and how freedom is a fundamental guiding principle, and it doesn't necessarily fall neatly into one definition of conservatism or liberalism in that modern context. We got one more segment to wrap up the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour here with Jonathan E. Mord and Cheryl Chumley from the Washington Times. You can click on the links, their images. It'll take you right to their websites as well and all the wonderful things that they're doing. So stick around, 866-939-2355. More political healing after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Rockin' the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, we started out with a little porcine censorship. We called it porcine correctness, as the University Press, Oxford University Press, decided to ban the mention of pigs and images of pigs and sausage in all of their scholastic books because they didn't want to offend Islam or Muslims. And they said Jews as well, but I've yet to meet the Jew that was offended by the image of a pig. It's just that, you know, if you're kosher, you're not supposed to eat it, not read about it. Anyway, political correctness run amok on the Duke University campus as well. I want to review that, and I don't know if Cheryl chimed in on that so much, but you know, in the Deep South, where they say only the Muslims can have the prayers announced all over the campus. I mean, that's got to be going a little beyond political correctness to political crazy.
At Duke.
Yeah, this is definitely crossing the line. It seems you're giving a benefit to a certain faith over others, because you know, if Christian groups, for instance, wanted to start each day with a broadcast of, you know, a brief prayer in the name of Jesus, that there would be all kinds of outcry against that. And I'm not saying a call to prayer is exactly the same thing, but it does strike a little bit hypocritical if you look at the reaction of groups around the nation that want to keep all mention of the Christian deity from public life, and you look at what's happened here at Duke, where the powers who be on the university decided it was quite okay for the Muslim group there to broadcast calls to prayer from their church chapel using the bells there, and the atheist groups around the nation have not said anything against that. It seems a little bit of a double standard, and I think rightly so it generated a lot of outrage, and Duke, simply hours after announcing that the call to prayer was going to be allowed, have turned back on that policy, and now the Muslim students will not be able to use the bell tower after all.
Yeah, and when we talk First Amendment, Jonathan, in freedom of speech, freedom of religion and expression, it's one thing to express your religious views and faith. It's another thing to take it and alter it in such a way where, you know, murder and killing and mayhem becomes the norm.
Well, that's right. And, you know, the Obama administration has refused to call out radical Islam. They talk about extremists and terrorists, but they refuse to accurately characterize the terrorists for what they are. They are a radicalized sect that believes that its actions of murder are justified in the name of the Quran, and that is a religion gone wild. I mean, it is a religion that is engaged in criminal activity, and to not accurately characterize it is a big mistake, because they are dedicated to the destruction of the entire Christian world. And people have a right to know and should know truthfully what this enemy is all about, who they really are dedicated at destroying. When you appreciate that they're dedicated to the destruction of the entire Christian world, you come to understand rather readily why it is that they are exporting terror around the world, and why it is that they are focusing on specific groups that call into question Muhammad, or that satirically criticize their faith. They go after them, but they're not just going after those that attack their faith. Their enemy is the entire Christian world, and of course the entire Jewish world as well. So they are very much mischaracterized by the administration as simply these wild terrorists who are doing these heinous things. It's more than that. They're wild terrorists motivated by a perverted sense of morality derived from their strange conception of what the Muslim faith compels them to do.
And you know what, Jonathan, just to add to that a little bit, it's not as if the White House is just simply dismissing the idea, that it's radical Islamism to blame. They think about it, they mull it over, they listen to the criticisms that reach their ears from the press and from, you know, people in political parties and so forth, and then they turn around and they issue statements like Josh Earnest did, the press secretary for the White House, saying that they're not going to use radical Islam to describe the terrorism attacks like happened just recently in Paris, because it's not true. It's not accurate. So they actually consider it, and they deny that it's even true, and that's even worse. They actually think it over and say it's just not true.
All right, well, with that, we're going to wrap it up. We'll revisit, obviously, a lot of these liberty concepts on the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour with Jonathan Emord each and every Thursday. Cheryl Chumley, thanks for joining us as well. Always great to be with you, and remind you that the power to heal is still yours. Doc Newsom comes up next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.